You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. And now your host, Eric Guy.
Thanks for tuning in to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN. This is Eric Guy. The Green Business Podcast Show is your EPN channel for better informing you how to green your business, hear how others have made their business green, bring awareness to a green economy, and the advantages it brings to your community as a whole. Today we are visiting with J.R. Bria, the operations manager at Residential Waste Systems, a waste management company in the state of Connecticut. Family-owned and operated, RWS provides trash removal, recycling, junk removal, and dumpster rentals to residents in the area. JR, welcome to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN.
Well, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Good morning to you. So what's one thing everyone should know about renting a dumpster?
Well, when you're renting a dumpster, you want to know what you're going to be throwing away. Too many times people call and they're really not prepared for the phone call. They don't know the sizes, which is understandable. And in order for us to best serve them, you as the consumer need to really know what it is you're going to do. Are you going to clean out your attic? Do you have a lot of bulk items? Is it just some household junk? Are you doing majoring remodeling, just a bathroom? Sometimes customers call and they're not really sure of the project they want to do or how much they want to clean up or how much work is actually entailed in what they want to do. So they're unsure as to what size they really need or even how to describe what they're going to be getting rid of.
Very helpful. Now, why would someone choose a junk removal over a dumpster?
A junk removal is, there's two main reasons. One reason is you don't have enough items to justify even a small dumpster. Maybe you're throwing away an old stove or a refrigerator or your one bulk item. You don't really need a dumpster for that. That's where you'd have a crew come out, one or two gentlemen and a truck. They come, they'll either go into your house and grab it for you or it's already left outside. You'd use a junk removal for that. Now, having said that, you'd also use a junk removal for, you have a whole attic that needs to be cleaned out. You may have 30 yards of debris, or real estate agents call us on home foreclosures, for example. They don't want to do it. They don't want to pull all the stuff out of the home, or they just have a big, or a customer might have a big pile of a brush or junk in their driveway that they just really don't want to load. It's great for us, and it's great for the homeowner. We do all the work for you, and on our end, it's great because it saves us in fuel. It's a one trip. We come there, we live load the can, and we take it away for you. All the work's done. You don't touch anything. You just tell us what you want thrown away. It's a little bit better for the environment because it cuts down the trips in half. We don't have to go back and get a dumpster. And we just bring our two men. That's a lot easier for the customers.
That's phenomenal. Now, earlier this year, Residential Waste Systems started offering a 96-gallon recycling toter. Why did you decide to do that, and how has it been received by the community?
Well, you know, some municipalities had begun to do it around our area, and we thought it'd be a great thing. I think a lot of the issue in where we are in our state is it's a little bit of lack of education, whether it's the haulers or the town, getting the information out to the people about what can be recycled. And people have been using what now I consider, you know, an ancient method of a 16-gallon, tub for recycling, which you can honestly probably fill in close to a day if you're properly recycling everything that can be recycled. So we said, you know, some municipalities have them. We're going to do it as kind of a gift to the town itself and a gift to our customers. We're going to provide you with 96 gallons worth of recycling. And it allowed the people to, hey, I've got more space for it. Now let me fill it. And they don't know that there's junk mail. A lot of people are just bottles and cans and newspapers still in their mind. But there's junk mail. There's all your cereal boxes, your chipboard, your 1-7s, plastics. I mean, this is all stuff. Your basic paper can all be thrown in this recycling bin. And the 16-gallon bin, not only is it messy, because somebody who recycles properly, it's overflowing. Papers are blowing. It's dirty in the community. This has a lid on it. It holds six times the amount. And people seem to love them. All your cardboard can go in there. And everybody's guilty of, you know what, I don't have the space to recycle. My 16-gallon bin is full. I'm going to throw it out. I don't want to battle bringing it to the curb with bottles and cans or papers blowing all over as I stumble to the curb with it. So what they did is they threw it out into their bigger garbage can. We noticed that too many recyclables were being thrown away. So we said, we want to remove that from the waste stream. We want to recycle as much as we can. So much more can be recycled. We have the single stream recycling system where it's all separated by a machine. Everything can be mixed together. It's a lot easier for the customer. And, people love them, and it's gone to show already that you gave them more space, and they're recycling more, and they're reducing their waste. We're actually having people call us and asking us, my garbage is cut down in half. People who used to rent two trash cans and had the small 16-gallon recycling can are now down to one trash can and one recycling can because of the 96 gallons that we've provided them with for recycling.
That is beautiful. We're visiting with J.R. Bria, the operations manager at Residential Waste Systems, a waste management company in the state of Connecticut. Family-owned and operated, RWS provides trash removal, recycling, junk removal, and dumpster rentals to residents here on the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, JR, speaking of recycling, how can people improve recycling in their office or at work?
Knowing what can be recycled, call your local hauler, call your town, find out what is acceptable in your state or the facility that you're recycling. If you're in a commercial building, there are so many commercial companies who are willing to provide you a single stream recycling container. They want to remove as much waste as they can. There's a cost to getting rid of trash, whereas getting rid of recycling is a lot less of a cost, and it's much better environmentally. So I would recommend for your offices and your commercial buildings to call your hauler if you don't have a large recycling receptacle. And also, educate yourself. Again, visit websites. And the homeowner, there's still too much, I would say, junk mail. There's too much paper goods being thrown away in trash. And maybe people think it's a security issue. They don't want to throw away certain bills. But, I'd invest in a shredder, for example, if that's your main concern. Or making sure you tear up your bills. All your cardboard is now recyclable. I mean, the best is to reach out to your hauler again or your town and really to educate yourself because it's simple. Now you're given receptacles that give you plenty of room. And after, 1 or 2 weeks, you're going to notice the amount of trash that you've reduced or the amount of things you have been throwing away that should be recyclable. And on average, nationwide, it's a 15% reduction in waste when you go to the bigger single-stream recycling bin.
And finally, what tips could you share on how people can recycle more at home?
Again, that's going into educating yourself and reaching out to your haulers or whoever's doing the recycling. A lot of towns we have a municipal contract in the town of Monroe, for example, and I have personally done the routes, and I've had to tell people, you don't need to separate things anymore. People still bag their newspaper and have their bottles and cans separate. Mix it all together. Let the sorting facility worry about it. Anything that you're in question, that you wonder, is this recyclable? Pick up the phone and call. We have a fully staffed office, as do, many companies and who are willing to answer these calls for you and answer these questions of whether or not this is recyclable. We get these calls every day. Also, when at home, you're getting rid of an old TV. Many people are getting rid of their box TVs or their big computer monitors. I mean, they're a dime a dozen now. 50% of my bulk pickups are because people are getting rid of computer monitors and televisions. They're not recyclable in your everyday blue bin or even your 96-gallon can, but they are recyclable. There is a recycling market for them. We can take them to a separate transfer station where they have a separate place to recycle these big items that should be recycled. So, again, just educating yourself, asking your hauler. There is some effort in recycling. You have to be willing and wanting to separate it and do it from your trash. Look, I know as well as anybody else, it's easy to just go to one bin and throw it all in. But you have to take, the moral stance, and this is better for our environment. This is what should be done. This is actually the law, is to separate my recyclables. And you could take that, as far as you're willing to go, because there is a recycling market for a majority of the items that are thrown away.
Very helpful information. How about telling our listeners, if you would, where they can be in touch and get more information about Residential Waste Systems online?
You can visit our website at www.residentialwastesystems.com. There you can contact our office, you can initiate a chat, and you can even download a recycling guide, which tells you the A, B's, and C's of recycling.
Very good. It's been good to have had you. He is J.R. Brea, the operations manager at Residential Waste Systems, a waste management company. In the state of Connecticut, family-owned and operated, RWS provides trash removal, recycling, junk removal, and dumpster rentals to residents. And the website of reference, once again, is residentialwastesystems.com. J.R., thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on the Green Business Podcast Show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.